Hey family, this is Reginald Martin, founder of Comedic Centered Living. Hey fellow gods and goddesses in training, is life kicking your ass right now? Or you may not be where you thought you would be at this point in your life. You know, you're just really questioning a lot of things at this point. But one of the reasons I call you gods and goddesses in training is that you're a powerful aspect of the Creator who has forgotten how powerful you are. The ancients were giving knowledge of this fact in their ancient mystery school teachings. It was ancient mind science. Allow me to break it down for you and show you what was hidden from us. Many of us have left Christianity, but still never realized that what was taught in the Bible is actually ancient esoteric or hidden knowledge about how to operate the aspect of you that is like the Creator while in training on the earth plane. For example, in Law of Attraction teaching, there is the idea that thoughts become things. In other words, it's from the mind that your life is created. Many of us subscribe to this idea today, and rightfully so, because it's really, really powerful. The same idea was stated biblically, but in a different way. In the King James Version of the Bible, Proverbs 23 verse 7 starts out, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." This is the same idea stated in a different way thousands of years apart, that your mind is where the reality of your life is created. This is a powerful shift from believing that you have to pray to something outside you, hoping for them to grant you favor. But that's what the ancients were teaching, how you, as a soul, create your reality. In other words, something metaphysical can manifest into the physical. And if you think about it, or what has been created by mankind that was not in their mind first. Everything that we have created, whether it be a building, whether it be, a bill, whether it be, a car, some kind of tool, anything that is created or has been created that we use, that mankind has created, was in the mind of someone first. But we worship the Bible, never really understanding the ancient meaning because of the limitations of language through translation and the ideas being obscured by changing a few words here and there. I'm going to connect another dot for you about the power of your mind to create. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. It says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Now, this scripture has some really, really deep meaning, but I'm just going to focus on the idea of the image, okay? We being made in the image of God right now. But that idea of male and female, that has some more stuff to it that I can add to that. But what is the image? Because we were taught a literal idea of God as a bigger, more powerful human being to worship, we completely miss what the image and likeness meant. We're taught instead that we are born sinners with a predilection towards evil. That teaching hid the idea that thoughts become things. But where does that start? Where do thoughts begin? Answer, in the kingdom of God. As Christians, most of us were taught that it means heaven, a place we go to as a reward when we die. But research into ancient esoteric concepts before Christianity will tell you that the kingdom of God is actually not a place out there. It is an inner metaphysical aspect of you. They classify different levels of experience into kingdoms, like the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, etc. But the kingdom of God and the image and likeness that you match with God is the imagination. As a soul, having a human experience, you connect to that kingdom through your mind. The image likeness in which you are like God is called the imagination. Image begins the word imagination. Even the King James Version of the Bible will confirm this for you in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21, that the kingdom of God is within. Now you have to go to the oldest English translation of the Bible, which is the King James Version, because later versions translate this idea in a way that throws you off from the truth that the kingdom is within you. A lot of them will say the kingdom is in your midst, nobody thinks about the mist being within you. They think about something outside you, that is something in your midst, you know? But the earliest version in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21 says, verse 20, "And when he demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." It says that the kingdom of God is not out there because you cannot see it or observe it, nor can you point to it and say, lo here or lo there. The kingdom of God is within you. This is actually stating ancient philosophical beliefs about the power of the mind to create. Today we know the idea of thoughts become things, but how? The ancients were teaching this concept. The ancients were teaching the same concept with more detail and thousands of years of practice behind it. Today, we call the ancient philosophy mentalism. In other words, your life starts from your mind. Philosophically, you have created your life. Many will run from that idea because of the negative programming and negative self-talk. Like, why would I want to create this BS? But don't beat yourself up, family. You didn't know. You were taught to see yourself as broken and flawed, not as gods and goddesses. So from this day, forgive yourself and start learning your power as gods and goddesses in training while on the earth plane. So, if life has been difficult, you have the power to change it. Mentalism is one of the major ancient concepts that we erroneously worship as Christians and the other Abrahamic religions. Now, if you want to understand how to change your life by learning mentalism and how thoughts become things, stepping into your God self, I put together a short course for you. Go to www.africanmindrewire.com and you can get more information about this course and how you can start using mentalism to create your life, because you, as gods and goddesses in training, have the power to do so. It was just hidden from us. All right, family, y'all have an amazing day. And this is Reginald Martin, and I am out.